Before midday, four gunmen attacked a police checkpoint protecting the entrance of the Istanbul U.S. consulate. According to eyewitnesses, the gunmen drove up to the checkpoint in a white car and opened fire with pistols. The ensuing gun battle lasted several minutes. Istanbul Chief Prosecutor Ayhut Cengiz Engin spoke at the scene.
Şehitlerimiz var. Acımız büyük. 3 tane şehidimiz var şu anda.
He says three people were martyred and three terrorist attackers were also killed. He said unfortunately one of the attackers managed to escape. Istanbul security forces supported by helicopters are engaged in a manhunt for the surviving assailant. Turkish TV broadcasts graphic images of three dead bodies believed to be the attackers outside the entrance to the consulate. Turkish reports say a number of other people were injured. The press spokeswoman for the U.S. Embassy said none of its staff was injured. The U.S. Ambassador to Turkey, Ross Wilson, speaking in Ankara, condemned the shooting as a terrorist attack and said his staff is working closely with Turkish authorities.
We will be sharing with them all of the information that we have, and I assume that the Turkish authorities will do likewise, but we will do everything we can to assist the investigation.
It is still unclear what the motive for this attack was. Istanbul Governor Muammer Güler, speaking at the scene, said he is determined to find all those responsible. He says all efforts are being made by all of our security forces to find all those involved in this terrorist attack. Turkey is home to numerous illegal groups with strong anti-American agendas, ranging from far-left organizations and Kurdish nationalists to radical Islamic movements. But it's still not clear whether the police or the consulate was the target of the attack. In 2003, a group linked to Al-Qaeda bombed the British consulate in Istanbul and the local headquarters of a British-based bank, killing scores of people and injuring hundreds more. Following that attack, the U.S. consulate was moved from the center of the city to its present more secure location on top of a hill. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.